I knelt down in front of the elderly woman's wheelchair so she could see me. She said in a gravelly voice, "My breathing is a little worse." An 84-year-old former hairdresser, she was widowed once and divorced 4 times. Most of her friends were dead, and though she was close to her 2 daughters, they lived halfway across the country. Despite severe emphysema and bad knees, she had managed on her own until 3 years ago, when she became blind. For the past 3 years, about as long as I'd been her doctor, the woman had shared her home with a middle-aged man who helped her with her medications and meals. I'd speak with him on the telephone after every appointment to go over her treatment plan, and he always seemed friendly and gracious. I remarked to her that she was lucky to have someone like him. "Everybody thinks he's so nice, but he's nasty. He calls me lazy, yells at me for not helping out in the kitchen." Stunned, I regarded her more closely. How could she stand at the sink? How could she even see if the dishes were clean? "My daughter's been trying to get me to live with her for 10 years, she said, "but I don't want to move. I don't know what to do." And she began to cry. Panting and her face pale, she said, "I can't breathe. I can't allow myself to cry." Emphysema crippled her ability to draw in air when she cried. The woman fumbled frantically in her large handbag and finally extracted an inhaler. I just sat with her, neither of us talking, waiting for her breathing to calm. She spent most of her time alone in her room to avoid her housemate, and although she wanted to go to friends' funerals and wakes, she could not take the risk. Her life was defined by her need not to cry.